the media at our fingertips, it is difficult to escape the problems that plague America. As I turn on the news each week or sign into my social media accounts, my ears are filled with the controversies of politics and the opinions on individual freedoms. Every day I am reminded of the flaws that seem to define the United States, and every day I lose hope that our country will recover. When I was given the task of highlighting this nation's strengths, I took the point of view as an outsider. My perspective changed. I realized that I had grown comfortable to the freedoms I expressed and the opportunities I was given. I understood that it was the people, the challenges, and the diversity of our society that makes America great. While on a shopping trip with my family, I met the eyes of a Vietnam veteran, as indicated by his faded but legible cap. His eyes were bright blue and clouded. I took a moment to wonder what painful things they've seen. Had they watched a friend die? Had they stared down the barrel of a gun? I walked up to the gentleman and thanked him for his service. His face after my statement nearly made me cry. He was shocked. Despite wearing his hat, he didn't expect any recognition. That's when I knew. America is great because of its people. For the men and women who brave their souls across battlefields, it is their willing sacrifice that make this country great. They give up their innocence and normalcy so that future generations, my generation, can experience liberty. They believe our country is worth fighting for, that we are worth fighting for. The love provided by the people that protect us makes America great. In our darkest days on September 11th, 2001, individuals across multiple states from New York offered their assistance after the tragedy. Blood banks were receiving donations, people were giving supplies, and volunteers provided their service at the scene. As a nation, we overpowered the cloud of despair and gave it a rainbow. In Francis Scott Key's poem, he spoke of our nation as the land of the free and the home of the brave. It is the people of this great nation that bring that lyric to reality. Each year I learn of the women's rights movement that led to equality in the voting booths and in education. I learn about the civil rights movement that worked to desegregate buses, schools, and public establishments. I look around my school and my community and witness the outcome of these movements. Our country is the product of protest. Today, America continues this trend of political and social reform. Society believes it is a sign of weakness, but I contend it shows our strength. Thomas Paine said it best regarding the War of 1812. We have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Paine's foreshadow on American history reveals that our nation is great because it is constantly challenged. Without discord, change would not ensue. Without expression, people would be silenced. It is the challenges experienced by our nation that reveals the freedoms we have to speak up and the privileges we are given to ignite change. It is the ability of the American people to make these challenges through protests and movements that reinforce the notion that America is great. The United States can be described in one word: multicultural. As I sit at my desk in class, I overlook the various skin tones that enhance the room. During a peaceful drive downtown, I don't give a second glance to the neighboring Catholic, Mormon, and Christian churches. When my family and I decide what to eat for dinner, I look past the multiple ethnic cuisines that will enrich my palate. It has become my norm to be surrounded by various cultures, ethnicities, and races. America is great because we are a diverse society. When immigrants began to arrive on American land, they brought with them their language, religion, and traditions. Though it was feared at first, we've grown to encourage such differences to later describe it as our national identity. America is described as a melting pot, mixing various languages, religion, traditions, and ethnicities to produce a metal so rare and precious, it shines as a beacon to illuminate the diversity that make America great. It is amazing to be a part of a society that unifies its people through the differences we share. It was the brave men and women and the people I am surrounded with that brought me to the realization of the privileges I possess. Soldiers see pain so that I feel painless. Chaos is endured so that I experience peace. Parents bring us their poor, tired, huddled masses so their children can breathe free. While there are issues that discourage us, we must realize that America is not perfect, but perhaps that's what makes it great, for its imperfection allows us to be human.